thank you guys all for being here today as we discuss an important topic. Today I would like to recognize we have Mayor Hancock, Chief Pazin, Sergeant Parisi, Sergeant Havard, and Leslie Mongan. We're all here to discuss bias-motivated crimes. And just so we're all clear, a bias-motivated crime is a criminal act against a person or property that is motivated by an offender's bias against gender, race, ethnicity, religion, national origin, physical or mental disability, or sexual orientation. And first up, we have Mayor Hancock.
Thank you all, and thank you for being here. Let me first thank Chief Pazin for his tremendous leadership on this issue, and of course in our department, to Director Riggs as well. Thank our DPD, members of the Denver Police Department, for being here, and all the rest of you for this very important announcement. You know, we've been tracking a disturbing trend across the nation, and according to the FBI, hate crimes, more specifically bias-motivated crimes, were up nationwide by 17% in 2017. There were even bigger increases in religious-based or anti-Semitic crimes. 2017 marked the third year in a row that these reports have gone up, even though violent crime in America has fallen overall. Here in Denver, we've seen a slight increase by 2%. But I've talked to residents, and as I know many of you have as well, where we've seen racial slurs painted on their homes, Jewish families who have also seen their places of worship defaced by racist symbols and vandalism. And we're here today as part of this announcement to be very clear that Denver will never tolerate bias-motivated crimes of any kind, regardless of gender, race, ethnicity, religion, national origin, physical or mental disability, or sexual orientation. Our city, our great city, and the Denver Police Department will fiercely protect every single one of our residents and make sure that the perpetrators of bias-motivated crimes are brought to justice. No one should live in fear because of where they're from, who they love, or how they worship. That's why in 2017 we enacted sentencing reform that allowed us for the first time here in Denver to prosecute those who commit hate crimes in our city. Unfortunately, young people like the attention that it provides when they commit these types of crimes. By no means are they the only ones committing these crimes. We are seeing an increased number of young people who are doing these types of crimes, such as graffitis, painting swastikas. But these are messages of hate, and they terrorize communities. That's another reason why I'm appreciative to Chief Pazin for, in addition to building trust and relationships in every community in the city of Denver, is taking a direct approach to isolating these incidents with the expertise of a specialized team. So I'd like to commend the Chief for creating this new approach to bias-motivated crimes. DPD is one of the few if at all existing throughout the city, but we know less than a dozen, across the nation that have bias-motivated teams, teams investigating bias-motivated crimes in their city. So I'd like Chief Pazin to come and tell us more about this unit, how it's going to operate, and who the leadership of this team will be. Chief Pazin.
Appreciate it. You bet. Thank you all for being here. Let me start by giving a big thanks to our domestic violence unit. They handled the investigations of these terrible crimes, and they did it with distinction. They solved a lot of cases for us. Looking at these types of cases, we want to take a holistic approach. So it's not just the investigations that we're worried about here. We want to make sure that we are doing everything possible to prevent bias-motivated crimes from occurring, to create this specialized unit with additional training so we can hold people accountable for these types of crimes, and then to do follow-up in the community, and that's with the citywide team. When a bias-motivated incident occurs, it doesn't just impact the family or the victim themselves. It oftentimes has a negative impact on the neighborhood and our city where this occurs. So we are doing this multi-pronged approach, taking a holistic view of these heinous crimes and doing everything possible to hold people accountable for them and get our community back together, get our community healed after something like this. So I also want to recognize the Denver District Attorney's Office, partners with us shoulder to shoulder in these types of crimes, as well as the chaplains unit. Faith-based groups are the type of community that helps us address these types of concerns, and we can't do it without the community's support. So with that, I want to bring up the leaders of the units that have come together to take this new approach. Leslie Mongren has been phenomenal for us. She helps us in our communities, and she is that first prong, that prevention side of things. So with that, Leslie, come on up. Thank you.
My name is Leslie Mongan, and I work on community outreach for the Denver Police Department. And I wanted to share with you today three aspects of the proactive approach that DPD is taking on bias-motivated crime. First, you heard from Mayor Hancock and Chief Pazin that DPD takes bias-motivated crimes very seriously. Anecdotally, we believe there is underreporting in the city and county of Denver, and we want to see more bias-motivated crimes reported in a timely manner, not because we want more crime to be happening, but so we can get resources and services to victims and community members, so we can investigate and arrest suspects, and so we can capture more accurate statistics. The second aspect is focused on community engagement, community awareness. A big part of my role is reaching out to community organizations and sharing information on DPD programs and resources, including this specially trained unit of bias-motivated crime detectives. Now, we've talked a little bit about what a bias-motivated crime is, but we also wanted to share this flyer with folks. You'll see it includes information on how to report a bias-motivated crime, what evidence is important to document and share. And that's very important. Often when folks experience a bias-motivated crime, they want to scrub away that graffiti or delete that voicemail, but that can be very important information for detectives as they're going through their investigative process. There's also information about what resources are available for victims. In terms of accessibility, we've made the flyer available in the top 13 languages that are spoken in the city and county of Denver, and that flyer is now available on our website for download at the Bias-Motivated Crime Unit. We've collaborated with the Office of Sign Language Services to also have a video ASL translation that will be posted later this week. We're working with the Mountain States Against Hate Coalition. That's a group of 16 organizations that are focused on bias-motivated crime. And they share information, they provide resources, and it's really been a tremendous forum to improve DPD's awareness and response and how we can kind of grow as law enforcement in this instance. The third aspect is on training for officers. So we didn't just want to stop at community awareness, but we saw the need to provide a refresher training to all of our officers. So we developed a training guide that includes information on what a bias-motivated crime is, how to document it so it gets to the right unit for investigation, and what resources also can be provided to community members. With that, I would like to turn it over to Sergeant Parisi.
Good afternoon. Under Chief Pazin's forward-thinking direction, the Denver Police Department is proud to announce the formation of a new unit that's exclusive purpose is to investigate bias-motivated crimes. It's going to be comprised of a sergeant and two detectives, and we believe that this new structure is going to be beneficial on multiple levels, one of which, not only to the department, but also to the city. Trust is a big thing. Trust and familiarity with the detectives who are going to be investigating these terrible crimes and unspeakable crimes is important. With that trust and continuity, given the fact that bias-motivated crimes are frequently underreported. We help to garner that support and trust with the community to come forward with, whether you're a witness or a party to or a victim of these unspeakable crimes. Second, benefit to the department is this new structure will be exclusive and to the Denver Police Department's bias-motivated unit and no longer under the umbrella of our domestic violence unit. We are definitely going to draw upon their experience and expertise in those crimes, but they will benefit now to just investigate domestic violence crimes, which are equally as important to this city. Community support, we need that. Bring forward any crimes, whether you are a victim and or a witness or have information to. We would like to understand the complexity of the case and bring identify the perpetrator responsible. Partnerships. We will continue to partner with our colleagues over at the Denver District Attorney's Office. Arrest is one part, but we want convictions and prosecutable cases so we can bring those offenders accountable. The last piece of this bias-motivated approach is going to be addressed by Sergeant Carla Havard.
Good morning, everyone. Within the last year, and certainly under the leadership of Chief Pazin, the Denver Police Department has a renewed sense of interest and responsibility to wellness and resiliency within our department. That, of course, is naturally extended to members of the community. We understand how hearing about, being around, investigating criminal activity, disturbing events affect a person's well-being. So naturally, we've developed a support system for our officers, and we also extended that to the community. We've always been very, very good at knocking on your door, asking you if you've heard something, asking you if you've seen something, asking for information. What we haven't been so great at, and what we are certainly changing, is now coming back and knocking on your door and asking you, are you okay? Can we help you further understand something that happened to yourself, to your neighbor, to your community, to perhaps your school district? My team, the Citywide Impact Team, has been charged with making that outreach, critical incident outreach, a part and a priority for my unit. Now, certainly at any time, in any Denver Police Department has the ability to do so. Unfortunately, with so much going on in districts, they may not have the time. So I have 6 officers and a mental health clinician attached to my unit. I also have the ability to pull in as many victim services advocates as needed, and we oftentimes rely on Leslie to help us out in situations. So what we found when we are dispatched to these neighborhoods is that most oftentimes someone has heard about an incident. They know bits and pieces of it. And we're certainly sensitive to how the lack of information, embellishment, exaggeration can oftentimes increase anxiety and cause unnecessary fear. With any crime, we're concerned about how a community is processing that event. But certainly with bias-motivated crimes, we understand that this one particular event, oftentimes directed to one particular person or one group, we understand how that can affect an entire community, an entire, certainly culture or pocket of people, an entire city, an entire city. So we are certainly sensitive to that. Our first order is cooperating with the investigative unit to get all the information that we can, and we draft up a letter, certainly in cooperation with the PIO's office, releasing the facts releasing the information that happened. We want the narrative to come from what we found out, not from your neighbors, not from your HOA, but from what happened. This is what happened. Another part of that letter is that we understand how damaging, how alarming, how upsetting that this incident may be, and we know that it can create anxiety, reactivate old trauma, and it certainly bring forth anger. We understand that. So it's our goal to go door by door in that neighborhood, in whatever area that's affected, whether you are affected by this event, whether you were affected by our investigative process, when we shut down the street, when we closed off this business, when we didn't allow you to get your car out of this parking lot. We want you to know that that affected you to some type of degree, and we want you to know that we care about that. And we have resources on hand, right there, on site, to help you out. Also, we give you tons and tons and lists and lists of our community partners. Certainly the city and county has several resources available. We're a fan of the Colorado Resilience Collaborative out of DU Psychology Department, certainly for identity-based crimes. They do phenomenal work over there. We partner with them all the time. We give you tons of resources, so in the privacy of your own home and with your family, perhaps you would take heed to some of these. But right there, we have six officers, mental health clinician, two or three victim advocate specialists. So if you want to talk, if you have questions, if you're not processing it right, or if something else comes up, we have the ability to address it right then and there, because we understand that these types of crimes are painful. Certainly we support our investigative unit so we can hold people accountable for this inciting of fear, this attack on our sanctity, on the safety, on our sense of safety. The Denver Police Department is committed to ensuring that the community know that we care about them even after the event. We do follow up, and we're here for you, and we will continue to do so. Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes, unless there's any questions by any members of the media.
Yeah, Chief, obviously the department has been investigating bias, one of the crimes in decades. How is this different than what was previously asserted in the first
few years? So, again, we have to give thanks to the domestic violence unit. They did a phenomenal job, and they solved a lot of cases for us. As you heard, this is a collaborative approach. This is a comprehensive approach. And these crimes that often impact our entire city or an entire community, we want to make sure that we are taking this prevention side that you've heard of, the investigation side, as well as the follow-up side, that we can try to prevent these crimes from occurring in the first place. Working together with our faith-based leaders, with our community partners, that's how we can try to prevent these from occurring. If they do occur, then we want to make sure that that the investigators, the team that you heard of, led by Sergeant Parisi, that they hold people accountable for these heinous crimes. And then we don't want to stop there at handing off a case. We want to make sure that we are going into the neighborhoods, sharing with them resources so that they can heal after these types of heinous situations. So it's a comprehensive approach, by no means critical of how we've done things in the past. We just want to take a fresh look at this and see if there are ways that it's a community-based approach.
Good. All right, go ahead.
Any other questions?
Well, right. In 2018, there was 62 reported that had a bias-motivated component. But I think the chief just reiterated that this is a sole focus. As with anything, if you do something on a continual basis, you're going to be more of a professional, more of expert. You're going to have that background, those relationships, as they discussed earlier. So our domestic violence unit, which is a big component of the chief's plan, they get a focus just on domestic violence incidents now, and bias motivated will focus just on bias motivated.
The 62, is that more or less?
That's comparable to the year before. Anything else? Okay, thank you.
Thank you all for being here. We appreciate it.